Today is Saturday, the 25th of December 2021, and we are here for the 13th session on Mindfulness for Beginners in English. I would like to welcome from Nisanvanaya Forest Monastery, Venerable Bante, permission to speak Bante's name, Venerable Bante Homagamu Dhammakusala Theru, to today's session. I would like to also welcome all participating via Zoom for this session. And we would like to invite Bante to kindly commence with the session. Over to you, Bante.
Dear Dhamma friends, today also we are starting another program for Mindfulness for Beginners, right? So we will start our session with some practicing. We will do today walking practice, mindful walking practice for about 10-15 minutes. So that is today's practice. For this, you have to select some space, maybe around 10-15 feet space. If you have, that's enough. You can just walk back and forth. And make sure that you walk in a comfortable manner. And pay attention, be aware that you are walking. While walking, we try to notice, try to be mindful that we are walking. We try to notice what is happening. We try to be aware what we can feel. So initially you might not feel anything, but when you walk back and forth, for some time, then you will start noticing that your body is walking. Maybe you will feel the ground that you are walking. It's a wooden floor, or maybe it's a cement floor. You can feel the texture of the ground. Then you may feel the temperature of the ground. And you may feel your weight shifting from one leg to the other. So just calmly observe what you can feel. Again and again, you walk back and forth while observing, while being aware. When you do this, you can feel that your attention is moving here and there. It may go to various other things. For example, your attention will move to sounds from your surrounding. Your attention will go to sights that you see from your surrounding. You will start storytelling depending on these things. But again and again, you can be aware that I am walking in the present moment. Again and again, you bring your attention back to the walking process. Thoughts may appear, various sounds may appear. Your attention will go to various sights that you see. That is fine. You just become aware that my attention is with a sound, that my attention is with a thought, or I'm starting a story depending on something that I see. After being aware, you can again and again bring your attention to the walking process. When you bring your attention, you notice that I can feel the ground again. I can feel the weight is shifting from one leg to the other. I can feel which parts of my feet is touching the ground. Maybe it is the heel. Maybe it's the toes that's touching. So again and again, we practice awareness. We walk back and forth while trying to be aware. So that's my invitation. I ask all of you to walk for about 10 more minutes and try to pay attention that you are walking. Try to be aware that you are walking. Okay, so that's our time for practice today. You can come back to your seat and sit down again. We will move to the next part of our session.
So thank you so much for Bhante's instructions and guided mindfulness session. Now I would like to go through the session instructions for beginners. If anyone is joining today for the first time, and if any of you also need a refresher, these are the first few steps in starting up with mindful session. There are two videos that you can watch to familiarize, on one each on mindful walking and the other on mindful sitting. Once you go through these videos, you can get a basic understanding of what to do during each session. And I will put the links in the chat section so you can copy them. Then once you are familiar with the basic instructions, you can allocate a few minutes at the beginning on each day, on one session for mindful walking, and then proceeding next to one session on mindful sitting. As a beginner, you can start from 5 minutes or so, like a few minutes, and then proceed on to maybe 1 hour as time goes on, when you feel comfortable and when your stamina builds up. So it is important that you do both sessions, one after the other, as much as possible. And when you have done this for 3 to 4 days and you have gathered some time on each practice, you can submit a report to us on what you observed during each of the sessions. So you can write, if it is mindful walking, you can write on what you felt, how your body moved, the rhythm, what you felt, that you felt the sole of your feet, any body movements, and then describe any obstruction to the session from thoughts, etc. You can put it in your own wording. And on the mindful sitting session, you can tell us on your report what you observed in terms of breath moving in and out, any bodily vibrations, the emptiness maybe, or otherwise you can describe your thoughts, whether they impacted your session or not, how your mindfulness came back into your body and body's movement. Then you can describe these and put that in the report. And you can send that report to us through either the Google form shown here or the email. Either is fine for us. And the way we do the session is, this is held every week on Saturday on the same time. And we will present the reports to Bhante to go on and advise you further to improve your mindfulness. So when you do these sessions, your general mindfulness during daily activities will also keep improving, and you will see many benefits coming into your life from being mindful. So that is a basic description on how to get started. Firstly, the videos, and then you allocate a little bit of time each day for each of the sessions, two sessions, and then write your reports, send to us, and then you join the next session and listen to Bhante's advice. Also, you can gain a lot of wisdom from listening to advice that Bhante will give for others' reports submitted in a similar manner. Now, the next step in our session is to go through the reports submitted for today. And I would like to kindly invite Arusha to read out the reports for today.
Thank you, Namantha. With your permission, Bhante, today we have three reports. The first report comprises walking meditation, sitting meditation, and mindfulness during daily life. Walking meditation. 25 steps on tiled floor, watching sensations on feet. Noted changes in warmth, sharp object on one foot, pain, itch, roughness where tiles joined, smoothness of tile. Observed these being noted and then passing. Sound of foot being placed, creaking at times when lifted or placed. The beginning and ends of the sounds. Thoughts came and went. Speed of walking changed spontaneously. Walked 1 hour. Sitting meditation. Awareness of sensations, main object. Breath observed, warm out-breath and cold in-breath. Expansion and contraction of the chest. Pins and needles, sensations in hands and legs, swallowing sensation. Hair touching neck and face. Movement of eyelids. Tongue on teeth. Electric shock-like feeling throughout the body. Pain, rumbling tummy, pangs of hunger. Hand on hand. Clothes touching body. After a while, warm waves pass through from head to toe, and later cold waves. Noted all sensations arising and passing. Mind kept going back to breath, which broke up. Peaceful feeling. Thoughts came at times, proliferated and passed. Meditated for 1 hour. Mindfulness during daily life. Made a determination to be mindful an hour at a time after the sitting meditation. Got up mindfully and went for breakfast. Started by eating mindfully. Aware of consistency, taste, change of texture of food in mouth when chewing, and noted swallowing. The desire to pick at particular bits of food noted. When cooking, noted change in temperature in hands when washing vegetables. Observed the hardness of knife handle compared to hand and the consistency of different foods whilst chopping. Noted sounds changing when chopping. Voice of family member, phone, doorbell ringing, birds. Walking in the kitchen, observed each foot being placed. Had also decided to be mindful not to keep putting bits of food in mouth whilst cooking, but was mindful of this only in the first hour. Remembered on and off the rest of the day to stay mindful, noting sensations in body, movements of body, thoughts and sounds. Thank you for the guidance, Bhante, and to all the organizers. End of report.
Okay, when we even hear that report, it feels blissful because this is your practice when you do walking, sitting, and you can take it to your day-to-day life. Try and be mindful during your day-to-day activities. So these are the observations. More the observations, the group will know that you were mindful during those times. So it is blissful to hear these words. It is blissful to observe, hear about the observations, because this is the true living that we are talking about. Usually, when you are lost in your mind, you don't notice these things. Only if you pay attention, you can notice and you can remember. So when you hear these details, it is apparent that you are living, and even apparent to the entire group that you are living. So this is the real living that we want to introduce to our lives. This is what we want to encourage again and again. So as you mentioned, formal meditation, it helps. Walking, sitting, and it helps to remind yourself. And that strength that you develop during the formal meditation, the formal practice, it helps to continue during your day-to-day life. But with time, you realize that your mindfulness is reducing and you are going with the usual way of things. But again and again, you remind yourself. Again and again, maybe for a few moments, you try to be mindful. Maybe for a few moments, you try to observe your bodily sensations. And this is the practice. Imagine if you do this for some time, maybe a few months, maybe a few years, then you can really improve your awareness. You can really introduce this real living into your life. So that's why we are doing it again and again. That's why we are encouraging formal practice. That's why we are encouraging day-to-day activities mindfully. And that's why we gather every week. Otherwise, you can just give the idea within 1 or 2 weeks. Why bother gathering every week? Because to encourage ourselves. It is easier to forget about these things. It is easier to just go with the usual way of things. But when you remind again and again, when you do the formal practice again and again, then you are encouraging your practice. You are truly encouraging living, truly introducing living into your life. So when you live, these are the observations. It is natural to see these things, notice these things. Thoughts come and go, bodily sensations come and go, sounds come and go. That's the true nature. Nothing will stay forever. Everything comes and goes. Whatever is born will die. That is the truth that life is telling us. That is the reality that life is telling us. We think that worries are there forever. We think the thoughts are there forever. We think that past memories, pains are there forever. But they too are coming and going. You just have to open your eyes a little bit, be aware, then you see it. Then you see this true nature. Everything is appearing and disappearing. They last for a few seconds and they disappear. Sounds appear, they disappear. Thoughts appear, they disappear. That is the true lesson that surrounding is telling us. That is the true lesson that life is telling us. You just have to open your eyes a little bit. You just have to be aware for a while. You just have to pay attention. Then the truth is right there when you open your eyes, when you pay attention. So this is the observation that we want to do again and again. And when you encourage more and more, you realize that your mindfulness will last longer. Even during your day-to-day activities, you can maintain for a long period. So it's a good goal that you try to be mindful for 1 hour. And that's a great starting point. But with time, you realize even after 1 hour, I can be mindful. I can be aware that I am doing these things. Just be with the process. And you notice that cooking is happening, but you are observing. You are being with that. Usually the body is functioning, but you are observing, you are noticing that. And this is the way towards real peace and happiness in your mind. When you practice more and more, you realize for yourself. You don't have to ask somebody else. When you practice for yourself, you realize that this is creating peace and happiness in my mind. Now I am not so much bothered about things as I used to be. Instead, I can just somehow survive in this world. Somehow survive in this chaos. So that's the practice we want to encourage. What I recommend is that just continue doing it. Your practice is good, but whatever the way you are doing, it's fine. Just continue every day. Make sure that you are spending some time every day. Make sure that you are doing your day-to-day activities mindfully. That's the support we want to give. And if you share your experience again and again, then the group will too benefit.
Thank you very much, Bhante. The second report has walking practice and sitting practice. Walking practice. Walked indoors on tiled floor. Noted the change in pressure and cold sensations in soles of feet as weight shifted from one foot to another. Heard and felt trousers brushing the floor just before the left foot was placed. Thoughts arose and noted how they led to different lengths of streams of thoughts. On one occasion, I walked the entire length of my path with awareness of thoughts rather than feet. Awareness returned to feet as I stopped to stand and turn. At other times, awareness returned to feet after two or three steps. Practice continued in this way for 30 minutes. Sitting practice. Sat on cushion, so placing attention on the touch of air at the nostrils. Noted that sometimes the in-breath was more prominent in the left nostril, but the out-breath was felt equally in both. Sometimes the touch of the breath was not noticeable at all, and thoughts arose. Attention returned to the breath after a while with a more noticeable out-breath. Practice continued in this way for around 30 minutes. End of report.
Okay, so here this person too starts with walking meditation. And when you do walking meditation for some time, maybe 30, 40 minutes or 1 hour, then you can really feel that mindfulness that you develop during your walking meditation, it will last longer. Maybe sitting practice, when you just open your eyes, it is gone. And you feel you are back to the usual way of things. But walking practice, maybe because it is closer to your day-to-day life, but the mindfulness that you develop from your walking practice, it lasts longer. Maybe even for a few hours, you can feel that there is more peaceful nature in your mind, and you can be more and more mindful during those few hours. So maybe 30, 40 minutes or 1 hour, if you do walking meditation, then you can really feel that it is supporting your day-to-day life. And maybe for hours, you are more and more mindful. Maybe for hours, you feel peace and happiness in your mind. So that's why we always invite you to balance your practice. Try to do both walking and sitting, especially if you have some difficulties in your body, especially if you have certain diseases, then it is more and more encouraged to do walking practice. When you do walking practice, your body is even becoming healthier along with your mind. Not only the mind, but body is also becoming healthier. And when you walk on barefoot, your entire feet is getting massaged with the sand or the cement or whatever the surface that you are walking. And that is very helpful for your health as well. And the mindfulness that you develop during that practice, it goes on for hours. So all of you, try to introduce this part into your life. Maybe starting point, you can do about 20, 30 minutes. But if you really walk for about 1 hour, then you can see the benefits for yourself and see how your state of mind is changing due to this practice. Even within 1 hour, you can feel it. And it will last for a few more hours and disappear gradually. But again and again, when you practice, you can notice these things, right? So that's one point I want to add. Then the thoughts appearing. Sometimes you return to your walking after a few thoughts, few steps, but sometimes it goes on for a while. That is fine. It is your observation. You just, while even in thoughts, you were aware. And that's how you could say that I was thinking for a few steps. I was thinking for the entire length. Still, you were aware. Maybe your awareness was with the thoughts, not with the walking body. or not with the breath. But that is fine, because as long as you are aware, you are practicing this. As you are, long as you know that you are thinking, you are in the thoughts, as long as you know that you are hearing something, as long as you know that you are seeing something, we are developing mindfulness. That awareness is what we are practicing. So maybe for a few steps, you are with thoughts. Maybe for the entire length, you are with thoughts. That is fine. You just continue your practice again and again. Then you realize after a while, it is returning back to the walking body. This is happening again and again. Then you develop your confidence and you know that although my attention is with thoughts now, it will again return. It will return naturally if you have patience and strength to continue your practice. If you are sure of yourself, then you can see that it is returning naturally. Maybe after a few steps, maybe after entire one length, it will return. So this process we observe again and again by being aware, by practicing more and more, we develop our confidence. And with that confidence, we can still be mindful when we are in thoughts. We can still be aware that we are thinking, storytelling, all these thoughts are coming into my mind, but I am aware. As long as you are aware, there is no harm. So that is the practice we want to encourage. So continue this way. I think you can develop your mindfulness further and further.
Thank you very much, Bhante. Our third report today is from a child, and it describes sitting practice. Relatively little in the way of physical discomfort, fewer pins and needles than normal due to a slightly different posture compared to normal. Occasional itching sensation served as a distraction from breath, but subsided after a few minutes. Attention mostly remained on breath, but was occasionally distracted by aforementioned physical discomfort and also by memories and thoughts pertaining to past experiences. Was able to refocus attention on breath within a few minutes. Following meditation, body felt physically exhausted, possibly due to effort required to maintain posture. Report ends.
Okay, Arosh, do you have the age in that report?
14, Bhante.
14, okay, right. So when you start your practice, you can feel that you are tired of sitting, difficult to maintain the posture, difficult to keep it erect, but that is fine. With time, you will develop this ability. It comes with time because we are not used to sit like this. Even though we call it our body, we can't sit for a while. We can't sit still for a while. We always move here and there. And that is why how we maintain our comfort. But when you try to sit for a while, then you realize it is really difficult. Even just sitting is difficult without moving. Difficult to maintain your posture. If you sit on the ground, then even more difficult. So little by little, you can develop that ability. You can encourage it by doing some yoga practices, which will help you to maintain the posture much more. Maybe that half lotus posture, you can try. Maybe Virasana or Sukhasana, you can try. So with that, with time, you can develop your posture and you can properly sit on the ground. But it will take some time. For the time being, you can just be comfortable in whatever the way you sit. Maybe use a chair or maybe use some other cushion or something and be comfortable. If you are too comfortable, then you will fall asleep. So you have to find a balance and try to do this practice again and again. So with time, you will really develop the ability to stay still and sit for a while. It's a good ability that you have to develop even at a young age. If you can develop, it is valuable, because even though we call it our body, we can't walk for 1 hour. We can't sit for 1 hour. We need more additional things. We need slippers. Without slippers, some people, they can't walk. We need chairs. Without chairs, we can't sit. But if you have the control of your body, if you have the proper strength, then you should be able to walk for a while without slippers. You should be able to sit on the ground without difficulty for a while. So that ability we can develop with the formal practice. You just have to do it again and again. If you can achieve that half lotus posture, then that's fine. That is what we are targeting. Little time you have to give. So try again and again. And when you do that, you will become comfortable with walking for some time and with sitting for some time. Now in your practice, I want to encourage you to observe your breath more and more among these things. Now you notice memories, thoughts, discomfort. Those things are there, but you have to make sure that you are observing your breath. And when you observe, what are the sensations that you feel? I can identify the in-breath and out-breath, and this was a difference. I can identify how my stomach is moving. Whatever the prominent things you can observe and just include in your report. And when you do that, then you realize that you are, although the thoughts, memories, discomfort is there, you are able to maintain mindfulness. You are able to observe breath. And when you do that, your body become comfortable and peaceful. When you observe that primary object, it helps for you to sit for a long period. Even at the beginning, you feel so much difficulty in your posture. But when you be mindful for a while, then you realize there is comfort in my body. Now I can maintain my posture for a long period. So that encouragement I want to do, try and observe what you feel as breath. And among these difficulties, try to keep attention there. Try to include more and more details into your report. So that is one suggestion. And the second one is, now, depending on your age, you can try something in your day-to-day life. Maybe let's take brushing, for example. If you can just be mindful while brushing your teeth. So by next week, you can try it. Maybe 14 times you can try. So make sure that there is some kind of a reminder. Some children, they use some kind of a poster to remind themselves, brush me mindfully. A tooth is telling you the poster, right? So that type of a poster you can use and remind yourself. So every time when you go brush your teeth, there's a reminder. I will spend 5 minutes mindfully brushing my teeth. You may notice after a while, I am lost in thoughts, but that's fine. Again and again, you remind. Again and again, you do that observation. So depending on your age, I really want to encourage you to do this type of activity and be mindful. And if you can include that part in your next report, then we can see how we can develop your mindfulness more and more.
Thank you very much, Bhante. And I would also like to thank everyone who's shared reports with the group. They're incredibly useful for all of us to understand the practice and also to benefit from Bhante's advice on developing our mindfulness. We now have an opportunity for further questions regarding mindfulness practice. If you'd like to raise them verbally, You can raise your Zoom hand and we'll invite you to unmute yourself and ask your question. You can also put your question into the chat if you prefer that I read it out. I don't see any hands raised or any questions coming through the chat. So I think therefore we can conclude today's section on report reading and questions. Thank you once again, Bhante, and I will hand back to Namanthan.
Thank you very much, Arusha, for reading the reports and conducting the Q&A session for today. And thank you so much, Venerable Bhante, for Bhante's kind and insightful advice. It seems we are progressing well with our reports improving in the quality and content, and Bhante's advice seems to be improving the audience's practice. So thank you so much, Bhante. Next session item for us is to listen to Bhante's talk on mindfulness. So now, on behalf of all organizers and attendees, I would like to invite Bhante to kindly commence with the talk scheduled for today. Over to you, Bhante.
Dear friends, we will spend maybe about 20 minutes talking a little bit about practice and how it relates to our life. So let me start this way. Now, when you were younger, maybe you had a lot of hopes, goals, and expectations. And with time, you try to achieve these things. But with time, you realize that although I tried, I couldn't achieve them. Maybe I couldn't achieve them up to the level that I was expecting. So this is the nature of life. And I want to relate it to something that you might find interesting. Also, I want to relate it to our practice, the mindful practice. So let's think. Now, education, you might have some goals and you try to achieve them, but maybe you couldn't reach the level that you were expecting. Then family matters, your spouse, you might had some idea, but maybe you couldn't reach up to that expectation. Then your career, your profession, you had some idea, but maybe you couldn't reach up to that level. So this is some truth that life is telling us. Although we tried certain things, we couldn't achieve those levels. We couldn't achieve up to the level that we expected. So this is a deeper truth in life that we want to really understand. But if you don't understand, then it will create so much difficulty in your mind. And you will find that you are worrying over the past. You will find that you are worrying over the things that you can't control. So these things may be your family members, maybe your education, maybe your profession, maybe some other thing that you expected in your life, you couldn't achieve. Maybe initially you achieved, but with time, it changed. Maybe it was destroyed. So this is telling us some lesson about our life. So I want to relate it to a concept in Zen Buddhism, which is called Kintsugi. You can find more details about this on the web. So this is the art of golden joinery. So let me start with a small story, a Zen story. Now, there was this Zen teacher, and he came to one of his friends for a meal. So this friend wanted to impress his teacher. So he had this ceramic pot, which was really expensive. And this ceramic pot, he imported it from some other country. So when the teacher came, he kept it somewhere the teacher can see. But this teacher, he didn't notice that ceramic pot. Instead, he was talking about some other thing. Instead, he was talking about the weather that day. So maybe the teacher spent a few hours, but he didn't comment on the ceramic pot. Then when the teacher left, this person was so worried, so angry, he broke that pot and he threw it somewhere onto the ground. Then the family members and the friends who were there, they thought that this incident wasn't good. We have to make sure that this pot is repaired. So what they did, they used this art of kintsugi to repair that pot. So golden joinery. What they are doing is that they use some kind of a gold glue to join the ceramic pots that were broken. So the friends and family, they got together. They somehow repaired this pot and made sure that it is in the original shape. But after repair, you can clearly see the cracks are there. And the cracks are connected, cracks are joined with gold. So after repair, they kept this pot somewhere in the house so everybody can see. After a few months, the teacher came to this house again. And this time, instead of ignoring the pot, he directly went to that place and commented that now it is really beautiful. Now the ceramic pot is truly beautiful. So he is teaching some kind of a lesson about life. Although we try to maintain the life in the proper shape, although we try to maintain it in a brand new shape, although we try to keep it fresh, with time, this life always breaks. With time, the everything that we gather breaks. Initially, it will go under some kind of a changing phase. After a while, it will break. So if you think about your relationships, maybe they are not up to the level you expected. Maybe they underwent change. Maybe they broke. If you think about the goals that you were trying to achieve, maybe they underwent some change. Maybe they are already broken. If you think about the family members, maybe those connections are already broken. Maybe those people are not there anymore. So this is the true nature of our life. With time, everything breaks. So if you try to find this nature, if you try to fight this nature, then it won't create peace in your mind. Because you are fighting this overwhelming universe and definitely you are failing. This nature is true to the universe. Whatever you gather will eventually break. So when they are broken, you have to find some way to make peace with it. Of course, you will feel sad, you will feel angry, but with time, you have to find a way to cope with them. You have to find a way to continue your life. It could be your family members. It could be some goals that you were trying to achieve. It could be your children, or it could be your husband or wife. You have to find some way to cope with them and move on. You have to continue your life forward. So when it comes to this nature, we truly relate it to the practice that we are doing. When we pay attention, we can see the things are arising. After a while, maybe after undergoing some change, they too disappear. They too break. The thoughts are breaking, the sounds that are appearing breaking. Maybe the ideas, images, past memories, they too are breaking. They appear, they undergo some change, and they disappear. So that very nature, we try to appreciate while practicing mindfulness. That very nature, we are appreciating when we be mindful. Again and again, you will notice that your mind is trying to keep it still. Your mind is trying to maintain something that appeared in your mind. But eventually, it is disappearing. Your mind is taking thoughts and trying to maintain them, trying to keep them without change. But you realize that thought is also changing after a while. Your mind may hold on to worries, past memories, and try to maintain them. But with time, you realize they too are disappearing. They too are undergoing this very nature. So whatever appears, it breaks. If you can really be with that process, if you can really observe the present moment, you can, of course, see things are appearing. After a while, they are breaking. After a while, they are disappearing. So this very nature, we try to observe while being mindful. During walking, we can observe. We see, I can see my bodily sensations, but after a while, they disappear. I can feel the sounds, but after a while, they disappear. I can feel the thoughts. They may continue for a few steps, maybe for the entire length, but after a while, they too disappear. Past memories come, they disappear. Urges come, they disappear. So when you try to be mindful, you somehow try to find peace with this process. Try to make yourself comfortable with this process. So that is the nature of the universe that we are talking. With that nature, we try to make peace. We try to be comfortable with that nature. So this very practice that starts in your mind as mindfulness, this very practice that we develop little by little will help you to manage your day-to-day issues. With time, of course, not in 1 or 2 days, but with time you realize that earlier when these things happen, I cried so much. Maybe I was sad for weeks. But now I can somehow survive and recover maybe after a few days. That's because your mind is accepting this universal nature. Through practice only, you can develop that quality in your mind. When you practice more and more, again and again, you try to make peace with whatever appearing and whatever disappearing. When you sit for a while, maybe thoughts will appear. Past incidents may appear. Mental images may appear. Past trauma may appear. So your mind starts worrying about them. But with time, you realize although they appear, after a while, they too disappear. Breath or the movement of the stomach may appear, but after a while, they too disappear. Some difficulty in your body may appear. Sometimes pain may appear. but still you realize that after a while, they too disappear. Sounds from the surrounding may appear, but after a while, you realize they too are disappearing. So this very nature, if you can make peace with, if you can be comfortable with this nature, that is accepting the universal truth, that is accepting this nature of change. When you accept it more and more, it becomes easier and easier for you to manage your day-to-day life. When people come and shout at you, earlier you may worry for weeks. Earlier you may be angry for weeks. But now you see that within few hours, that anger has disappeared. Maybe within few hours, you can let go of that worry. And you can start functioning your usual way. So that acceptance you can only develop through this practice. When you practice more and more in a smaller level, you accept this very nature. When you do it again and again, then it will appear in your day-to-day life as well. When the issues come, you realize, now I can easily manage these things. You realize that earlier after a work day, I was so tired, but now I'm not so much. I can somehow survive even after a work day. So that nature you can develop little by little, and it will be evident to you that this practice helps. It helps to maintain peace and happiness in my mind. It helps to get rid of the worries in my mind. It helps to get rid of the angry words that people speak. So this very nature we are accepting when we do our practice. When we do it again and again, you realize that things appear. After a while, they disappear. In some deep level, your mind is accepting this nature. And truly, the broken pieces, you try to find the beauty in the broken pieces. Sooner or later, the things break. Earlier you were fighting this nature, but now you try to find beauty in the broken pieces. You join them with gold and you exhibit them. Now, this is the true nature of life. This very nature I'm accepting as a fact of life. Maybe you can keep a kintsugi pot in your home too, for you to remind again and again that this is the nature of life. When you see that broken pot, when you see that golden joinery, you realize this is the true nature of life. Whatever you gathered will eventually break. And you try to find beauty in that broken nature. Let's say you have something that, a precious thing that you have gathered in your life. Although it is not broken yet, if you know this truth, then you realize this too will eventually break. If you know that from deep of your heart, then every moment that you spend with that thing is precious. You appreciate every moment that you spend with it, because this might be the last moment that you spend. This might be the last moment that you keep this precious thing with you. So every moment you appreciate more and more, because it is also subjected to change. it also has this broken nature inside it. So when you truly realize this nature, then you are more contented with the present moment. You are more and more happy with the present moment. You are more and more happy with whatever the things that you already have in your life. Usually we try to think about the future and try to create certain goals and aims. Usually we try to think about the past and create worry in our mind. We forget about the present moment. But when you practice more and more, you try to be more happy in the present moment. You try to appreciate this present moment more and more. You try to appreciate the things you already got. You can still breathe. There's no difficulty in breathing. So many people out in the world struggle to breathe these days. You may have something to eat. You are not hungry. So many people out in the world, they struggle to feed themselves. You don't have any sickness in your body in this moment. You are happy and peaceful inside your body. Most people, they have difficulties in their bodies. They struggle with some kind of illness. So that very present moment, you try to appreciate more and more when you know the truth about life, when you know this breaking nature of life. You try to appreciate your health more and more because at this moment, I don't have any difficulty in my body. But my body too will eventually change. It too is subjected to change. Sickness may appear in my body. Maybe one day death will come to it. In this moment, I have peace and happiness in my mind. But this too will change. Maybe tomorrow, there's a problem in my mind. A problem may come this way. So when you do this, you try to appreciate the present moment more and more. You try to appreciate what you already got. So that's the art of Kintsugi that we try to introduce into our life. We try to understand that everything is broken. Maybe it is not apparent, but still it is broken inside it. And when you know that nature, you try to appreciate every moment with it. You try to appreciate this present moment more and more. Because next moment, you are not sure. Next moment, it will undergo change. Next moment, it will break. If you know that risk, if you understand that risk, then you try to appreciate the present moment more and more. Then you try to find beauty in the broken pieces. You try to join them with gold and try to find beauty in them. Instead of denying, instead of fighting, you accept the things that come your way and you somehow try to find peace with it. You somehow try to manage this incident that came to your life. So that very nature, if you want to encourage, you can practice mindfulness. When you practice mindfulness, you are seeing this nature. You are trying to make peace with it. And with that practice, of course, you can introduce it to your day-to-day life. And you realize that the problems I can manage more and more easily nowadays due to my practice. my practice is helping me to manage things more and more. And my practice is helping you to helping to make peace in my mind. So I invite all of you to continue this practice. I invite all of you to share your experience with us, and you will find that it is creating more and more easing nature, more and more peace and happiness in your mind. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much, Bhante, for Bhante's insightful and fine talk on mindfulness, especially on how things are now broken inside, and that with being mindful every moment, we can understand that things can change from moment to moment and appreciate the moment. And this is very in-depth evaluation of how to look at mindfulness and how to develop mindfulness, especially during practice sessions and during daily activities. And this is the 13th session for this year, and we have started this with the idea of benefiting our participants on progressing with mindfulness. And Bhante has been of exceptional help and support to us. I myself, on behalf of the organizers included and the attendees, I would like to wish Bhante all the best in Bhante's practice, own practice, and also wish Bhante a happy and mindful new year, where Bhante can produce Bhante's mindful practices and developments as well. And we would expect to hear more advice from Bhante, more talks from Bhante on developing ourselves. And we wish Bhante all the progress in the new year too. So thank you very much, Bhante. And next, I would like to thank all the, I would also like to mention most venerable Bhante Udu Iriyagama Dhammajiva Mahathero for instructing us and for requesting us to commence this session. We feel a lot of value being derived from the session, from the reports currently being submitted. And also, Bhante is explaining deep concepts of mindfulness in the English language in a very successful manner, where the meaning is well passing on to all of us. And we appreciate that effort and that innovative style of approach Bhante has taken to instruct us in a different language to our mother tongue. So thank you, Bhante. Next, I would like to thank all the organizers who have worked tirelessly to initiate the program and who are working tirelessly to sustain the program well. And then I would also like to thank all the participants who are participating in the sessions. And I would like to wish all of you a happy new year, a mindful and happy new year, where you can make a firm resolution to improve your, own practice going forward. And with that, with those remarks, I would like to note an end to the year's final session, today being the 25th of December, and our 13th session. Next, step in our session is to open the floor for any questions or comments or feedback from anyone participating on the program itself, on the overall program, how it is conducted, etc. If you have any comments or questions or criticism, you can raise your Zoom hand and we can listen to your voice. Okay, I think there's no one raising the hand. I would quickly go through the three announcements I am to make. Firstly, I would like to share the screen for this activity. Okay, I think you can see Nisarana 1A Forest Monastery website here. You can go to www.nisarana.lk and educate, inform yourselves of all the activities going on at Nisarana 1A. The audio and video archives are there. Articles are there. So please go on the website. There might be more insight for you to gain from this website And then there is the Satipatthala Foundation, an initiative from Nissan and Air Force Monastery, where students of mindfulness walks of life, young to old, are gaining a lot of momentum in their practice in sessions and during general daily activities, so that they can keep on improving and reaping benefits from developing mindfulness. Then the third announcement is that we would like you to invite anyone who might benefit from this session, this program, to join the session in the future. It might be one person, but if you can invite and inform and invite such persons, we might be helping them out in a way that they might not have imagined possible previously. So if you can, it is not a must. Do not make it a burden on yourself. On behalf of Bhante and organizers, I would like to request, if possible, to pass a message of mindfulness to others. And so those are my announcements for today. And again, I would like to wish you a mindful and happy new year for the year 2022. By coincidence, we will be meeting on the 1st of January 2022 for this session. It will be the year opening day, and that's a very good thing. Let us meet on that day. And now with this, I would like to conclude the session for today. Thank you, everyone. Thank you to Venerable Bhante and to all of you for joining today's session. And I hope you will have a very mindful week ahead, which is the final week of this year. With the holidays, you can maybe practice more and sustain your efforts. So thank you so much.